The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is sponsored by Klaviyo. If you're working around the clock to build your e-commerce business, you need an e-commerce specific marketing platform that works just as hard as you do. That means you need Klaviyo. With Klaviyo, you'll delight customers and drive revenue at the same time with personalized email and SMS marketing campaigns that you can design and send in minutes without an IT degree. It's by far the most popular email marketing tool in our private community of 7- and 8-figure e-commerce store owners because it's got incredibly advanced and powerful segmentation features that help you make more money. To get started for free and to learn more, check them out at klaviyo.com/ECF. That's klaviyo.com/ECF. The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is brought to you by One Click Upsell by Zipify Apps. You probably know there's three ways to make more money from your store. You can get more traffic, you can increase the size of the orders you get, or you can increase the number of people that convert on your site. You're probably spending time on traffic, almost certainly. You may have spent time with conversion rate optimization, but when's the last time, honestly, you tried to increase that cart size? Well, one-click upsell makes it incredibly easy to offer powerful targeted upsells to your customers. They've generated over $150 million in additional revenue for store owners, just like you. And over 16% of people who get offered an upsell actually take you up on it. It's really powerful. Their entire system is built into Shopify's native checkout, so it's rock solid and secure. And it's built by Ezra Firestone and his team. Ezra, you may know, good friend of mine. He's been in the e-commerce game for a long time. He uses this on his own 8-figure stores. He's in the trenches and he knows it works. So if you want to actually start working on a third of your business that you've been neglecting, increasing that cart size, check him out today at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. Hey, it's Andrew here, and welcome to the E-Commerce Fuel Podcast, the show dedicated to helping 7- and 8-figure e-commerce brands build incredible businesses and amazing lives. And today on the show, yeah, looking forward to this one. For the past probably 6 to 12 months, actually longer than that, probably over the last, year and a half, 2 years, started thinking about bringing someone into the team that could really focus on the magic of bringing people together. We have, of course, with E-Commerce Fuel in our private community online forum, and that's kind of, that's definitely the heartbeat and the center of where everyone exchanges ideas and gets help and gets ideas about, answers to e-commerce and marketing and technical questions. But the real magic for anyone who's a part of the community, as they know, is when you get together in person. That's where memories are made. That's where you stories are born. It's where you stay up, till 4 a.m. having pizza and get kicked out of the hotel lobby by the general manager. It's where you have friendships. It's really the glue that holds a community together. And, a huge part of what makes a community a community. And right coming up into COVID, we had on the radar thinking about bringing someone on to focus on this full time. And then COVID hit, the world exploded, wasn't the best time to be together in person. And we put that on the shelf. But coming out of COVID with starting to have the world normalize a little bit with vaccinations and having some safer ways to get back together, we finally made that long-awaited hire, found someone fantastic for the role and wanted to introduce you to them and also, just let you get to know them a little bit and talk about what's coming down the pipe. So without further ado, Miss Audrey Smith, welcome to the team. You've been on the team for about a month now. Welcome to the community and good to have you on the podcast.
Hey, thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you were a hard person to find. It was a doozy trying to find you. We had 300 applications. It was like a 2.5 month process. I'm surprised you stuck around after the ringer that we put you through.
Yeah, I thought it was fun, actually. I applied on a whim, so I thought it was a fun process. I was very surprised when you said you had 300 applicants because it seemed like when we would do interviews and stuff, we'd just talk for a long time. So I figured I was the only one on board because you couldn't possibly be spending that much time with every applicant.
Yeah, definitely did not talk with everyone as much as we chatted. Why did you get interested in the position? What brought you to ECF? What was it that made you apply?
It was a whim, actually. One of my favorite clients, she's unhappy with her company and with good reason. So she was looking for a job and she's like, Audrey, I found a job that could domesticate you. Because as you know, I've done my own business for the last 5 years. So, but that was her exact term. I found a job that could domesticate you. And she sent me, and I said, oh, well, that's funny. I'm not looking for a job. I'm plenty busy,
I thought
happy.
You were going to say I wasn't looking to be domesticated.
Well, I mean that too. But Yeah. So she sent me this link and I clicked on it. I was like, oh, well, this is different and fun. Maybe it's a spoof. I don't know. And I was just like, well, this would be fun to apply to. I don't know if anything will happen with it. Probably they're just gathering weird data on people around the world. I don't know. So yeah, I applied and it was really fun. And then I heard from you guys and it just felt like a really fun process. I liked kind of the vibe of the community and the philosophy you guys bring to events and to kind of building this neat world. So that's why I'm here. A whim.
Love it. I mean, the thing that we love, I think the reason it was such a good fit is your background. We had like a big project, had this huge project to really kind of see, you know, because it's one thing to ask someone to plan an event, but you don't really know until they actually go through and plan it. So we actually have an event coming up. We'll talk about here in a few minutes in October for some of our store owners. And you actually, as part of the process, went through and you picked the venue and you picked some activities and you had like activities. I don't think it ended up working out logistically, but things like golf cart, a lawn polo, or like, you know, just like cool stuff with announcers and, you know, like beverages in hand. And so just something, cause we'd like to do things different with ECF Live and the event. So I feel like we're very much like quirky, interesting events as opposed to boring ones. So yeah. And your background, you've been doing this for what, like 15 years? What's the 60 second version of Audrey's resume?
60-second version started out in government public relations speech writing for governors and stuff. Realized I liked doing press events. Started doing stuff for film festivals and international MLMs, and then veered off and did my own thing, doing, you know, client work for big companies around the country. So I do everything but weddings. I don't do weddings unless it's for a friend. But people hear events and they always think you're a wedding planner. It's like, no, I do big, cool, larger than life installations. And I do complicated meetings and strategic sessions. And I do really cool stuff that's, you know, very intricate. Not to say that weddings aren't, just not my cup of tea.
I would love to give members, this is going to be most interesting to members, but I think even anyone listening to the podcast would find it kind of fun, some inside baseball on the events that we have coming up, because bringing you on board it wasn't just like, hey, we want you to come on board and do ECF Live for us once a year as part of the team. No, we brought you on board with the intent goal of really leveling up our events and our in-person gatherings going forward for the community. So a ton of stuff we have planned for this coming year. Maybe we can kick it off with ECF Live. We've been getting a lot of questions and people, and there's a good chance that we'll release a lot of the details before this goes live. But for people who are like, hey, are you doing ECF Live this year? Where is it? Can't give away 100% of it quite just yet, but where are we with that? What kind of morsels can you give to people?
We are definitely doing ECF Live. Going to be the best ever. No, I don't know if it will be or not, but that's the goal.
No pressure for you first year coming in.
Oh, I don't have any pressure whatsoever. It's totally fine. Totally fine. So that's coming up in the first quarter. So probably looking to announce that very soon. And I think our friends who are more on the, like, you know, eastern portion of the United States will be excited about, you know, a shorter commute to it perhaps. So yeah, we've got some really cool venues, really cool thoughts in mind. I mean, mostly, like, I think everyone's just going to be excited to see each other in person, frankly. So my job in that sense is easy because I think everyone will be so thrilled to be in person. But, you know, that said, going to try to sprinkle in a lot of magic this go round because we're all overdue for it.
Yeah, really excited to get everyone back together. It's crazy. It's at that point, it'll have been 2 years. And we've got down to two venues. This is maybe more inside baseball than people care about. But yeah.
Are you saying this is not the content all of your subscribers are looking for?
people don't listen to this for inside, like, hotel contract negotiation. I think we need to do more of that. I actually have heard from people that they've been missing that on the show.
Listen, I've just got a lot of nuggets they can really take to their businesses today to hit that next goal. So
for the 2% of you,
really great.
Yeah, 2% of you doing, you know, large event planning at hotels. Let's dedicate a whole episode to the ins and outs of contract clauses.
As I said, it's the content they've all been looking for.
So ECF Live coming up probably late January to probably early March of this coming year. What about, can you talk a little bit more about, so we want to expand beyond ECF Live to this year, we're going to be rolling out regional events. The first one's coming up in October. Can you talk about, like, what those are going to be, the goal of those, what's going to happen in Austin, maybe even the dates for Austin for people who are in Austin and want to come, or even if they want to fly in if they're an ECF member. And also, maybe you can even kind of spill the beans a little bit on the other three or four cities that we picked for this next year to do some regional events in.
Sure, sure. So the goal is mostly to give people more opportunities to connect in person. As you said, you know, the forum is kind of the heartbeat, but these live and in-person connections are a great way to kind of cement those relationships and opportunities. So we're trying to give more opportunities for people to connect in person and kind of sprinkle a little bit more interaction, networking, and also, you know, best business practices, best tips, that kind of thing. So these regionals will sort of be like an ECF Live Junior. You know, it'd be like as if a local meetup and ECF Live had a baby. This would sort of be what I think the regional will be. So there won't be as many like formal, you know, presentations, but certainly be a great chance for people to have smaller group discussions, still get some like cool geeky conversations, really go deep on e-commerce fun, and then also still have like cool activities, food, beverage, the typical hijinks of any ECF gathering, and more of like a 1 to 2 day commitment. And even though we're doing them in specific regions, anyone and everyone is welcome to come. So we'll give all those details. As for where we are also headed, we're doing Austin on October 13th. And then we have three other cities lined up. We're looking at doing something in Salt Lake City, which is where I grew up, Los Angeles area, and also Charlotte, North Carolina. So I think between those four, we're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of really great content.
Yeah, and just a good chance. I mean, going to ECF Live it's a blast. It's a really good time, but it's also, you know, it's also a trek depending on where you are in the country. You know, like for this next year, probably it's going to be more of a trek for people on the West Coast. And it's a time commitment. Like we carve out 3 days, we get together. It's the better, you know, by the time you fly and stay, and it's a meaningful commitment. It's awesome, but it's a commitment. And, you know, a lot of times people can make it, but for people who can't or have tighter schedules, we wanted something that was, yeah, a little bit closer, a little easier. Hopefully you don't have to spend the whole day traveling to get there and get to people, get to know people more in your region and like get the flavor of a local city. So I'm excited for these regionals. And we've got Austin on the 13th. Tickets will be going on sale for that. This will be airing on the 17th, Friday of 17th. And we'll be getting tickets available this next week for people that want to attend. So it would be a lot of fun to have you, even if you're not in Austin, fly in and meet us. I'll be there. You'll be there. A Padgett will be there. And of course, the great Austin crew. So, and then for local meetups, like what's the, because we've always like local meetups have been tough. We've had some great regional or local meetup leaders who have really carried the torch with this and in a handful of cities, and they always kind of spring up organically with members. But what's the kind of what's the plan, Audrey, for being more intentional about local meetups going forward?
Yeah, well, I'd like to, you know, give a little more love. That's kind of where people start getting their foot in the ECF door. And it's where, you know, having someone nearby that you can pick their brain is pretty awesome. So I'm trying to give a little bit more support to those local meetups. I'll probably drop by a few and say hello and get the flavor of all the good things people have been working on, but also try to have a little more, you know, ongoing support and structure and scheduling and that sort of thing to make sure people can really make them a priority and have that be, you know, a springboard to, you know, going to regionals, ECF Live, and that kind of thing as well. So that, you know, whenever someone comes, they already have a built-in buddy for wherever we go.
Yeah. And partially having, one of the things that's tough with local ones is planning them out ahead enough of time, finding good venues where you can hang out and talk and have food, but it's casual enough to be great, but it's also not loud enough and crazy enough that you can actually have a conversation. And I think you're also going to try to plan some unique things for some of those local cities as well. Like they'll definitely kind of be like the place that's kind of the, you know, hey, we usually kind of gather here, like a Cheers style bar, but you know, once a year or so, I think you're planning on kind of doing something special for a lot of the local cities that we've got some reasonable membership base, it sounds like.
Yeah. Do kind of something that's a little more, you know, elevated perhaps. I don't know what the realtor term is for it, but do something that's a little more robust, a little more peppy, fun, different than your usual local meetup.
And then the next type, we've got adventure events coming up, and I'm pretty excited for these. Like we've got, when I think about in the community, we have forum threads on so many different things that are completely unrelated to e-commerce. We have a mountain biking thread, we have a skiing thread, we have a surfing thread, we've got a camper van, an RV thread, and just getting members together around some of these common interests, things like golf, other sports. We're planning on doing a couple of these this fall. And I think you're going to like survey the community to try to see which ones are most popular. But I'm super excited for these. I think these will be a blast. Yeah, these will be really fun.
Yeah. Well, and I'm also excited that I don't have to know a whole lot about e-commerce to make these a really great experience. Like I know how to ski. We can do a cool ski and snow adventure. I know how to find cool stuff. So this will be great, great on all aspects. But yeah, we'll definitely survey the community. I've already gotten some good ideas from folks already. So I think these will just be a really fun time to bond with people over shared interests and activities. Like, I don't know, can they count this as a business expense? It's their hanging out with other e-commerce. Okay, great.
100%. Great. I mean, it's not going to be, I mean, it's, let me rephrase this. These are business trips, mastermind things that we are occasionally heading out to do some light surfing, skiing, you know, whatever, you know, golf or whatever it may be. But yeah, there'll be definitely like networking time. I hate networking. We should scratch any mention of the word networking. There'll be time to hang out with awesome people in the community over drinks, over walks, over around fires, talking about e-commerce. There's going to be, you know, any of these adventure events that will be an underlying structure that helps you connect with great people to help you grow as a human and also grow your business. It just will also happen to have some very convenient, very easily accessible, awesome things to do in the background. So yes, 100% tax deductible.
Just as an option. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Check with your CPA. I I'm not a CPA, but we'll do our best to make it a legit business expense. So
yeah. I'm excited about that. And I'm hoping eventually we can do kind of some like international things too, but I know it's probably not the year for that just yet. Yeah. Also hoping we can do something with more of our like international members from the regional perspective as well. But that's a future thing, probably not a this year thing.
Yeah. Canada and Australia, we're looking hard at you guys. A lot. I know there's a lot of interest there. We'd love to get you there. Canada and the UK as well. So yeah, once COVID is lightened up a little bit, makes international travel a little less of a pain than, 100%.
Yeah. And I've actually produced events in all three of those places. So I'm super excited that might be a possibility going forward to do that again.
Hey, it's Andrew here with a quick aside. If you're listening to this episode and enjoying it, then I've got to tell you about our private community for 7- and 8-figure e-commerce brands. The secret sauce, as the name implies, is that everyone inside, we vet everyone to make sure they have real-world experience running an e-commerce brand and struggle with the same kind of things that you do if that's the position you're in. And why is that important? Well, it means you get fast, on-point answers to your most important questions. So if you've got somebody that HR issue and you're worried about letting someone go, but you're worried about a lawsuit or you're trying to figure out the best ERP to implement or maybe you're trying to understand marketing techniques, you can post a message to our form and get answers within hours, sometimes minutes, from experts who know this stuff. You get to plug into an amazing network of e-commerce entrepreneurs worldwide across the United States and the globe that you can connect with when you're traveling for meetups and get invites to member-only events like ECF Live. And then finally, you can avoid costly hiring and software mistakes by tapping into our review directory of over 10,000 reviews for agencies and e-commerce software tools. I mean, it's really hard to find unbiased reviews online right now. So often they're either paid for or they're affiliate links. All of our reviews are completely unbiased. So when you go down the road of hiring a new ad agency or looking for that new, you know, ERP software, you have a lot more confidence that you're not going to be wasting the next 3 or 4 months of your life on an expensive project. So if that sounds interesting to you, come join us. You can learn more and apply ecommercefuel.com, and we'd love to have you inside. All right, let's get back to the discussion. Cool. It definitely will be a possibility. We'll definitely make it happen. And then finally, last thing to touch on is we've got a cool event coming up in October. You're going to have a busy October, Audrey. For one thing we want to do is get some of our larger store owners together. I'd probably say if you look at the ECF community, the private community, it's probably about 15-ish% 8-figure store owners. And so, you know, we've got 100+, you know, more than 100 members in that category. And for a long time, we've wanted to get them together. We're finally doing that this year. So yeah, because you get to that size and the challenges and the needs and just the things you go through they're just different than when you've got a kind of mid-7-level store. So can you talk a little bit about that event? I think most of the people in our community know about that. Is it too late to sign up? And then also, you know, if somebody is in that category and wants to join, and what's that event going to look like?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we do have like one or two more spots left. So if people want to join up, we can still accommodate them. But it's going to be this really cool, very like communal resort area in Palm Springs. And we've bought out the whole place. So it's a series of like cabins that people get to be in with all these amazing amenities, cool, you know, like this great pool, all these, you know, basketball, volleyball, tennis. There's even a 3-hole golf practice course. Sorry, I'm getting very much into my like event venue mindset. I'm forgetting my audience completely. Apologies. Basically, this is going to be a meeting where people can really have in-depth conversations with one another, have really natural interactions, also, you know, obviously planning some very cool activities and things for them. But we basically own the whole resort, so it's going to be just an e-commerce fuel extravaganza on 400 acres in Palm Springs. So I'm excited to see how people connect. I'm excited to get to know people in person because this will be my, you know, second live foray into the e-commerce world. So yeah, I think it will be a pretty spectacular week of people getting to know each other and really having those great conversations and moments of learning from each other and bonding in really cool ways. So that's kind of a really magical idea for me.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And one other thing we talked about too was a lot of our community has families. Many of them have children, and thinking about doing at some point some kind of like family-friendly event where you could show up with your family. There could be cool stuff for kids or spouses, almost like a summer camp theme or something like that. But that's something we've tossed around too, and we don't have that planned on the books yet. But it's something we're strongly considering. So,
yes, I'm looking forward to doing something like that.
Yeah. So threw a bunch of stuff out there. We've got a lot of stuff that we're committed to doing this next year, but also a lot of stuff that I'm sure we haven't thought of. So Audrey, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you? Is it just, you know, private message on the forums, email? If people have ideas or suggestions, or they just want to connect about events in the community, what's the best way to do that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Private message on the forum is great. Email is great. Both of those are awesome. And I love hearing people's ideas, comments, feedback. You know, I have my own ideas of what I think is awesome, but my version of success is that, you know, I'm winning if I'm delivering something that is what people really want and need at the event. So it's easier to do that if I know. So I also don't have a huge ego about this sort of thing. So if people have comments about like things that can be better, that sort of thing, I love and welcome all comments, just not necessarily right after a big event. So the feelings are a little more tender after a big event where I'm like, oh, that was a lot of work. So please be extra nice.
I know how you feel. People often will come up to myself after the NDCF Live and be like, oh, what are we doing this next year? What's happening next year? And I'm like, I appreciate the enthusiasm, but I'm just glad that like we got through 3 days. Nobody died that I know of. There aren't any lawsuits on the horizon. And it seems like everyone had a reasonably good time. And I'll probably start thinking about this, you know, no more than a month out.
Yep, that's exactly it. Because I have never witnessed or produced a perfect event. There's always something that could be better, something that could be different. But I do think people can have a perfect experience at an imperfect event. So that's what I'm going for.
That sounds, yeah, it sounds like something you should put on a business card. It's very, very good.
Maybe I have. You don't know me.
I kind of know you. I kind of stalked you for like three months before we partnered up right on the team. So
I mean, I no longer think you're trying to murder me. So we're at a good place here, Andrew.
Do you want to share that story? I feel like that you alluded to that. Like I wasn't going to bring it up, but now that you opened the door, I feel like you kind of need to tell it.
Okay, well, so Andrew had planned, you know, for a strategy meeting with me, Patrick, and himself, where we'd meet up in Bozeman, Montana. And, you know, I'm an event planner, so I like to have a lot of details. And all I knew is I was showing up in Bozeman, and there were a few activities we might be doing. So I didn't know Andrew was even picking me up at the airport, but you know, I got a text message as I land that there he is. And I was like, gosh, this is a real stalker vibe here. Like,
I didn't tell you I was picking you up at the airport.
No, really. You didn't. So, because I got in the plane and I was like, he might be meeting me at the airport. I don't know. I better not be wearing like sweatpants. So,
So this is my first time meeting you. And there we are in the Bozeman airport. And you're like, okay, great. Well, come on out. We'll go grab some coffee before Patrick comes. I'm like, okay, great. So we go out and it's your like family van there parked. So we get in that and you go have coffee. We start talking through, you know, logistics. You start talking through strategy and just general like onboarding stuff. And then it's time to go back to get Patrick. So we get back in the van, but you don't drive back the same way that you brought me to the cafe. So I kind of, you know, I'm aware of my surroundings and all exits at all times. So, and I don't know you very well at this point. So then you say, oh, just so you know, we're driving back a different way to the airport, but it's around here. And so then I responded, okay, good, because I just thought this is where you're going to murder me and dump the body perhaps before getting Patrick.
Do you know why I said that, Audrey? Because I noticed like I took like a left turn to go the back route because it was faster. And I noticed you just like your whole body like tensed, like you just like we were talking casually, and then I just, there was something that just shifted, and I was like, I think she thinks I might be kidnapping her. I probably should let her know that like there's a back route here.
I mean, I know that like my head understands that that's probably not what's going to happen, but at the same time, it's like, well, I don't know, weird stuff happens every day. I just, you know, let me just make sure that someone knows where I am right now.
Man, well, apologies. I should at least let you know I was picking up the airport. I thought note to self, communicate better for future team retreats in Bozeman. Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, no. It was fine. I was just, you know, I was just a little bit nervous because I hadn't, you know, like we had spoken quite a bit, you know, been collaborating via Zoom, via, you know, phone, text, email, all that. But I don't know. It's also like, well, I could meet these guys and be like, oof. Real weird vibe. This is not for me. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm still, the jury's mostly in, but there's one member who might be like,
You never know people till you meet them, like for better or for worse. Like everyone is always different in person, just a little bit than you expect. So I'm glad you are still here on the podcast, that you survived the crazy creeper van almost kidnapping, because we that means we can do a lightning round here to wrap it up, which will also have some kind of team retreat Bozeman Patrick themes here, which we'll get to at the end. But so you up for capping this off with a lightning round, Audrey?
Of course, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So first question, I ask this a lot. How much money is enough for you, like in the bank? Like if you had X in the bank, you're like, that's good. That is enough.
This is going to be a really unsatisfying answer, but I think what you have is enough. Like it has to be, like whatever you have is enough. It has to be. You make it work.
Great. Well, can you just tell us how much money you have in the bank then? Guess what?
I mean, I say that, but at the same time, like, you know, as an event and meeting strategists, like COVID really beat my industry to a pulp pretty much. So I was very glad that I had plenty of money in the bank in the event that my clients weren't calling. So yeah, I don't know. I just think money is kind of like breathing. It comes in and out and you always have enough.
I like it. What's one of the fondest memories from your childhood?
The brief version is, it's going to be really misleading. My dad was in the military and we were living in Germany. We were at a Christkindlmarkt, which is, you know, these beautiful Christmas markets. And I sort of got kidnapped, but not. So it's a misleading title. But basically, it ended up being kind of this magical moment where we kind of bonded with, I was like 5 years old, and we had this kind of magical interaction with a local German individual. So, yeah.
Was this a real kidnapping, or was this another like, oh, the guy in the van is kidnapping me when he's actually not?
No, this stranger came up to me and my family, and I was there with my two older brothers. I was the youngest at that time. And he just, you know, he asked my parents if they could watch his briefcase. And then he came back with like all this food, like just a real winner with my brothers. So came back with all these like fries and bratwurst. And then he said, oh, well, do you guys like sweets? And he was really interested in talking to me because I was going to a German kindergarten and I spoke a little bit and my parents spoke nothing. And so he asked me if I liked sweets, and I was like, great, I do. And he put me on his shoulders and started walking off. And
yeah, I see why you were tense when you went in the van. You've had some trauma here.
Well, no, it was really cool because like I didn't realize that I was, you know, I didn't think anything of it, but I remember looking back and seeing my dad, and my dad looked really angry and like very motivated, like very like intense. He was like following behind, but I was having a good time looking at the choirs and seeing all the sights from a bird's eye view. And the guy stopped at the shop and bought all these, like, these beautiful gifts stuff. And then he came back to my family, gave them to my parents, and wished us a Merry Christmas. And put me down. So I,
I would love, we may have to get your dad on the podcast to hear the two sides of this, because I'm sure your dad has a very different version of the story than you do.
Yeah, there goes his daughter. Well, I would have liked to have heard what my mom said to my dad, because, you know, she's a pretty calm person, but I'm sure at that moment she was like, Steve, you need to go follow him right now. Yeah, but it's one of my favorite things that ever happened. So
what's the most fun event you have ever produced?
It wasn't one that was for hire. I think I mentioned this in our interview process. It was a party I planned for my friend before she had been diagnosed with breast cancer at a pretty young age, and she had to get a double mastectomy, and she wanted to have a breast farewell party. So I planned it, and it was both fun and, like, meaningful. We were really pithy about a lot of things, but also had a lot of, you know, quiet moments where it was just like all of her friends from different parts of her life really showing their support in really cool ways. So it was really fun, but also, like, very touching. And actually, the anniversary of that party coincided with when we all got together in Bozeman. So it was kind of fun.
Very cool. Sounds like a cool friend.
She's amazing. And actually, she and her husband just had a baby. They had a surrogate. So they actually had a baby in March, and they're doing really, really well. And I don't know, just really, really cool that things have worked out.
And then finally, last question for you. I feel like I learned more about Patrick and Bozeman than I have learned in the last, you know, 2 years working with him in about 3 days.
I ask really good questions.
You do. We learned some stuff. What was the craziest thing you learned about Patrick, who is, for those that don't know, I'm sure most do, our community manager here. What was the craziest thing you learned about him and Bozeman?
Oh gosh, there's a lot of material there. I think I just loved all of his, like, he had a very fun youth and childhood. And I really enjoyed his stories. As one, I can't tell any of them because I feel like those are his stories. He should tell them, and he'll tell them better than I would. And then I also just really enjoyed, like, he brings a lot of excitement and joy, I guess, I don't know, to anytime we would be, like, eating a meal together. He was really stoked about that, like, really game for a good time. So I kept looking for a reason that I was like, oh, you know, when you're studying your coworkers, like, trying to figure out, like, what you're not going to like about them. And I didn't come up with anything with Patrick. Like, I'd be happy to be stuck in, like, in an airport terminal for a long time with him. Like, we would have a good time. We would get along great and have a good time. Like, that's my test. Like, if I had to be stuck for, like, 16 hours in an airport with someone, would I still like them by the end? And with Patrick, I think we'd probably have a glorious time. So yeah, between that and Hank, his sourdough starter, I think I really got a lot out of the week with him.
Nice. Patrick's a fantastic guy. So well, Audrey, so excited to have you on the team. Really excited to see all the creativity and I mean, already seen a lot of it come through with the ideas and stuff you're planning, and it's on the docket. So yeah, belated welcome to the team. Excited to have you meet the community members. We've got such a great community. Excited to get you plugged into them and start putting some real, you know, names and faces together. And excited to have you here and to see what's up ahead. So thank you for coming on board.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. And the fact that you made it to the end of the episode tells me you're probably somewhat interested in this stuff and might be a really good fit for the e-commerce fuel community. Our community is the world's largest group of 7- and 8-figure e-commerce store owners and offers a value-packed form, dynamic live events, and much more. If that sounds interesting at all, you should learn about membership and how to apply at ecommercefuel.com. Big thank you to our two sponsors. Supercharge your email marketing efforts with Klaviyo, the world's best email and SMS marketing engine at klaviyo.com/ECF. And also one-click upsell from Zipify Apps, where you can rapidly increase your average order value by offering powerful targeted upsells. You can get started with them at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. Finally, thanks to Sherelle Torricampo for helping produce the show. Work hard, adventure often, and looking forward to seeing you again next Friday.
This is the ASY Radio Network live from New York.